on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, it's real simple. When tyrants are trying to take my liberties, they're going to run over me anyway. I'm going to go 110% up against them. I'm not going to just cower and wait and hope they get to me last. No, you know what? Get to me first. Because you want to go and hurt all these innocents, you got to go through me first and millions of other people worldwide that are awake and are waking up. The globalists got a lot to lose, though. They're not going to go away easy. Because, man, they've committed so many crimes. The stuff we know about is so bad. Can you imagine, Rosa, what we don't know that they're up to with the legions of crimes they've committed and been caught doing?
It's incredible. You know, they are capable of it. This is what's so hard for most of us to believe, because we are good people. It's hard for us to put our minds out there and to accept that it's possible that someone would do that. But the truth is, if an enemy wanted to destroy us, they couldn't do a better job. This is the enemy, and you do need to know your enemy. I am not advocating overthrow of the government or some violent thing. We are doing this. This is what we're doing. Our words are our swords. Our actions, what our actions should be, is educating ourselves and each other, standing up to the planning department in your town.
We have the moral authority. And, I mean, when they're working under UN Agenda 21, they are literally enemy operatives here to sabotage and take over our society. And that's not embellishment. That's not even strong enough. These are operatives, and you need to let them know that they're shameful.
They're indoctrinated. They have been indoctrinated by the American Planning Association, by many different groups. And we have to help these people get deprogrammed, and we need to do it to save our country. You have to educate your elected officials, get them my book, get them the information. We need to share this information with everyone so that they know this is
absolutely
not a hat thing.
Everybody's got to order Behind the Green Mask, June 21, right now at Infowars.com, and get it to people in their planning commission, you name it, because most of them are just indoctrinated. You're right. But you'll always run into conscious operatives as well that'll giggle and snicker at you. John in Maine, a quick question or comment for our guest.
Yes, I'm up here in Maine, and I was just wondering if either of you have ever been to the state of Maine before.
No, I haven't, but I've been close.
Well, you know, you've got a great fighter against Agenda 21 right there in Maine, and that's Charlotte Iserby. She is phenomenal. She's done tremendous research with her book, which is called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Get that book. That's a great book.
Absolutely, sir. And in one-stop shop, Infowars.com, if you want to support us as well as the author, we have the new edition. Is that your question, sir?
No, well, actually, my thing is I wanted to let you guys know about something that was going on up here, was that, you know, on the western part or the northern part of the state, there's a lot of forests and, I mean, a lot of undeveloped land that people go hunting and fishing.
Yeah, they're trying to lock it up and not let you have access and put it into consortiums where the government just gives it to the Nature Conservancy, correct?
Right, but what they're doing up here is they're blaming it on the paper companies, saying that it's the paper companies that want the people up there. But we all know that, you know, for two or three generations, my family's gone up there and not had any problems with the paper companies. All of a sudden, the government and the state is telling us that it's the paper companies that don't want us up there.
Yeah, no. They're everywhere. The feds already out west have like 80% of the land or more. They're grabbing more up with our tax money. They're doing everything they can to get land out of use. It's called the rewilding. I appreciate your call. Closing comments on that, Rosa.
You know, that is true. Basically, anything that stops production, anything that stops your industry here in the United States, is part of United Nations Agenda 21. This is to sink our economy, to destroy our economy, to destroy our independence, and to make us completely dependent and move into the cities, out of the rural areas, to close off access to all the rural areas and any opportunities
it's amazing
they have.
Rosa, we're going to have to have you back up again with more solutions soon and get you on the nightly news. Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21, available at Infowars.com. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you.
I'll say bye to you after the show here in just a moment. By the way, we got Kurt Haskell on with the sentencing of the government underwear bomber. He's one of the survivor eyewitnesses. He's on tonight. And we've got Matt Stein, a huge nightly news show, 7, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to implement the entire socialist program upon America, but alert congressmen stopped him in his tracks? And yet over 22,000 of the laws that he got passed are still on the books, even though the Supreme Court said that they were null and void and should not be used today. We'd like to help you understand how these things are going to affect you and yours in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call. Call now. It's a free one-year subscription.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, February 16th, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I've got an amazing activist who's really studied Agenda 21 and written a book about it. Rosa Corey is scheduled to join us in about an hour and a half. And we'll recap it in the first 30 minutes of the interview and then open the phones up about what you're facing with Agenda 21 in your area. And we're going to have open phones before that. Again, I opened the phones for first-time callers yesterday and never went to calls because I went into a rant meltdown. And hopefully that won't happen today. But I got here at the office and had like 10 things going on before I went on air. And, here they didn't like I'm hidden in some office and get to even focus because I run everything and make all the big decisions. So I had like 10 people talking to me right before I went on air, didn't even really get prepared. And that is a recipe for me to blow my stack any day of the week, which is actually good. The ratings go up. It's just that it's not staged ranting and walking off the radio, which I rarely do. But it's better than throwing the microphone across the room, which I did do one time. Did to break a $2,000 microphone. But that's where we stand here. And again, I've said it now that I am taking Tangy Tangerine every day and have lost right at 40 pounds. and I'm running 6 to 8 miles a day, I am crazed like I was when I was 22. It's been years. People flip me off in traffic. I could care less. Somebody gets in my face. I could care less. Somebody bows up to me at a store, you know, that you walk by some tough guy. Oh, you're tough. I would just enjoy acting like I was cowering to them and, you know, laugh at them. You know, they just have no idea they're dealing with an out-of-control Tasmanian devil that would literally jump on top of them and gouge their eyeballs out and smash their brains all over the ground. They have no idea. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to act tough. It's all a big act, and you know it is. Anyways, the problem is that now I feel like I used to. I don't know if this exercise thing is for me. I don't know if I can handle it anymore. New World Order garbage. Oh, man. Oh, I'm like born again crazed. I tell you, it's out of control. They have that line in Full Metal Jacket, born again hard. I don't know what testosterone does or whatever when I start exercising my brain synapses, but it feels good, man. The problem is, even if you're a madman, there's a lot more madmen out there. That's the problem. That's why I've learned just to cower. Oh, boy. You know, you don't usually have to worry about the big, tough guy, though, that's trying to bug his eyes out or whatever, trying to scare everybody. You got to worry about that quiet guy, you know, that's painting the side of your house or whatever that seems real friendly. That's the person that'll turn into the Tasmanian devil and stomp your brains out. Okay, enough of that. That's right. Oh, yes. Oh. Anyways. Restart the show, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. And I've gone over this news today, and it makes my blood boil. Publicly, Israel, NATO, England, the United States, France is involved separately outside NATO. They're part of it, but they've got their own operation with the Navy. They are openly, I talked about this yesterday. It's such a big deal, hidden in plain view. I hardly talked about it like I should. The New York Times, the Associated Press, they're all running around saying, Iran is going to blow up stuff in New York or Chicago or Dallas or L.A. They see D.C., all the big cities are targets, and they think Iranian teams are here and are about to attack the United States. Now, let me just give you an honest breakdown. Most terror has been staged. Iran, though, does fund Hezbollah, the Shiite outfit. And they usually do launch proxy attacks. But if they do counterstrike, they normally hit military targets, like blowing up the Marine Corps barracks or attacking shipping. And that's always been their MO. And that's why when the media 3.5 months ago, announced, oh, my gosh, there was a plan for the Iranians through a used car salesman pothead to kill using a Mexican drug gang. The Saudi ambassador in D.C., that's why you saw former Bush administration people, Clinton people, Colonel Schaefer, countless experts came out. Bob Baer, the big CIA black op commander, and they said this is not the Iranian secret police, Iranian intelligence. This is not Iranian commandos. This is not them. They would not use a used car salesman pothead in Mexican drug gangs that are run by the U.S. publicly. That is not ever going to happen. This is fake. And the New York Times even had to admit it was fake. And that was pulled back. Now, that said, I didn't just believe the Israeli newspapers. I went and looked it up in the Iranian Farsi news agency and Press TV, which is their English version of government-run media, or government-sponsored, to be technical. And I went and looked, and indeed, the head of their intelligence bureau over there, Parliament. They've got their Islamic council and so on, everything, and they've got their regular government, and they got their elected president, who's approved by the mullahs, though. So it's kind of like, yeah, you can vote for who we say you can vote for, kind of like here now. And it's Ahmadinejad, and he did indeed say, if you attack us, we will hit you in Tel Aviv and in New York. Because I don't just believe it when I see it in Israeli or U.S. paper. You know, Ahmadinejad says he'll wipe Israel off the map and nuke them. And then the actual quote is, we're going to drive the Zionist regime out. Which is similar to that, but it's saying that political system. Whatever. Okay, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't want to have World War III. I'm tired of being drugged into foreign entanglements. I don't like them taking people's businesses to give financial aid and money to over 160 countries. I'm sick of it all. And I know the globalists have a strategy not of actually putting in freedom and trying to build those countries up. They want chaos, and that's the state of State Department CIA plan. And that's what they're doing all over the world. And they want us destabilized because the CIA and the government doesn't work for the American people. It works for the Ponzi scheme operating megabanks that publicly have conquered Europe and admit they've conquered it and are now appointing presidents and prime ministers, technocrats. You know, Hillary doesn't want to be president of the U.S., she said. She's always such a liar, it makes me, you know, say, well, she must want to be. No, no, no. She wants to be the head of the World Bank because that's more important, because then you get to appoint the presidents and prime ministers of Europe. There are three countries in Europe now, and the big one, of course, is Italy, where they appoint the leader. The bankers do. And they call it a world government, a new world order, the Economist magazine, and says, yeah, it's unelected. It's the new technocracy. Gee, aren't we lucky we've got them? World government, technocracy, unelected. The government says they're putting troops on the streets. Hundreds of drills going on as we speak, training everybody for full military occupation. CIA and local threat fusion centers, totally illegal, total takeover. Everything we said coming true. So, you know what? One of three things is going on, and there's subderivatives of every one of them. The West is going to stage terror attacks and blame it on Iran. Iran is going to shift gears and start attacking through proxies in other parts of the world. And it's crazy if they attack Israel or the United States. I mean, that's just an absolute death wish. Or there are operatives inside Iran that are making comments like this because they're globalist operatives. Which, don't forget, the mullahs did Iran-Contra, taking weapons and giving people money. And then cocaine deals in Latin America, shipping it in, that all got declassified and came out in Congress. That's what Iran-Contra was. And on record, our criminal government, run by the bankers, used the radical Muslims to overthrow Mossadegh, blaming him for terror attacks on mosque, like the leader of Iran would blow up his own mosque. But see, he was seen as more secular. You know, he didn't wear the turban, the big beard, all that stuff. He was into poetry, educated in the West, wanted to build his country up. He just said, can I have 25% of our own oil money to have some universities? Can we have electricity? And they said, no. Mullahs attack, and they overthrow him, then they double-cross the mullahs and put the Shah in. It's Operation Ajax. It's declassified. It's how they did it. And so then the Shah gets out of control, wants to build reactors and build the country up. It was actually the West helped kick him out. They bring in the Islamic Jihad, Islamic Republic government, the West, Paris. I mean, you know, Ayatollah Khomeini gets on the plane, flies in, gets off, I rule everything. Now, they've obviously hated each other since then, right after that. A few years later, the United States didn't even get attention, blew up most of their Navy. It's the biggest U.S. naval engagement since the end of World War II. No, yeah, you can look it up. I forget the name. Just type in biggest U.S. naval engagement after World War II, and it'll be the name of it. It's a bat. You can look at the gun camera footage online and see the photos of their battleships and stuff getting bombed by the aardvarks and the rest of it. Oh, yeah, it was like sitting ducks. There's all their ships, and they just blow them all up. What was that, like 89? The point is, I'm not saying they're all peas in a pod and some type of lip lock. I'm saying when you get into this deep of cloak and dagger manipulation and different factions, and the mullahs are about to get thrown out, and if they do get attacked militarily, that will further dig them in. Every political scientist will tell you that. I'll tell you that. The West will get to clamp down here. That's why the CFR report is so chilling from a month ago that leaked out that one of our guests was talking about, Dr. Monteith, is that CFR says we're going to attack them with a small attack, and then we're going to let them attack us. And that sounds like the West will even blow it up themselves, blow some stuff up, use that to clamp down on us, forget about the banking crisis, they get to pose as saviors, small attacks on the mullahs, and the whole thing staged. And there's a very good chance, I got to tell you, I think that at a certain level is what's going on. And the poor idiots out there who are mainstream educated, they don't even know it's admitted Al-Qaeda was created by the West, is being put in charge everywhere, and that these Shiite mullahs were put in power by the West, and that whole...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.1590. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.5838, $879.19 for a half ounce, or $439.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.5838, $879.19, and $439.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, and again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Your Voice. All right, so I've been ranting about Iran here. All of us are going to lose liberties. They're lined up the military for the streets of America. They've lined up the TSA already on the streets of America. They're telling the police, get ready for martial law. This is all now public. And I talked about this some in a YouTube video I shot and posted this morning right when I woke up, kind of an angry video. My parents, I was over at their house the other night for a Valentine's Day dinner, and they're like, read this, you know, letters at 3 a.m. article out of the Chronicle. And all the Chronicle is here in Austin is a weekly tabloid run by a globalist that poses as a liberal who supports all the land-grabbing, NAFTA highways, every form of tyranny you can imagine, and a bunch of porno ads. And I'm just like, I don't want to see it. They're like, no. They admit, you know, letters at 3 a.m., the articles called it came from the White House. And they're admitting that Obama is the one that really sponsored the NDAA and that he deceived everybody and that he's a tyrant and that the liberals not going to vote for him anymore. And actually, the guy that writes the letters at 3 a.m., you know, is one of the better writers that I've actually read. But it's just to read these addled children, and then people think because it's in a magazine or it's in paper form that, oh, let's bow down to it because these people always have these little fake word flourishes and act like they're real intelligent. Of course Obama's evil. He reads off a teleprompter. He's funded by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. I'm not going to play games with you people anymore who put on affected NPR voices. I was watching the Hurt Locker director's cut where they're talking over it and they all have these simpering fake NPR voices, and I could tell it was all Pentagon propaganda. And then there's a part where they've you know, they're letting the insurgent die and they shoot him a couple times, and they didn't comment on that, but they kind of made these little enjoyment snorts during it that, oh, we're not going to comment on how we put in the film that our troops kill wounded because they were embedded over there and actually shot it in the Middle East, and they're in on the little goody good. And now they're going to put out the Department of Defense and Navy SEAL movie about the killing of bin Laden. I just can't handle it anymore. I see right through all of them, and I'm so sick of people posing. Maybe if people would pay more attention to me, I mean, I guess they do. We are the number one alternative show in the world now. Many claim it. We have all the proof. Just an evidence of liberty rising. Maybe I should wear like a big gold crown like the Queen of England on the show. And then throughout the show, ask people, well, don't be think I'm kooky for wearing a gold crown. I mean, you bow down to the Queen of England, and, you know, women have teacups with her on it and little paintings of them hanging in their houses here in America. And you know, pathetically thinking some warmongering witch is cute from some hereditary murdering Transylvanian family that's hijacked Europe and the rest of the world. Heck, I think I'm going to do the show one day with a big gold crown. And people will be like, why are you doing that? It looks stupid. I'm like, I know it looks stupid, but I mean, it's all meant to impress you, like a native headdress, like a peacock or something. Like I'm some type of bush bird, you know, and I paradise bird. Put a paradise bird up, you know. Oh my gosh, I have like little pink feathers, like blah, 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 and everybody just bows down to me because I got some big bling and some gold. And I tell you, I got the biggest show in the alternative media when I don't, and I'm just a big liar. But I am the biggest, but I won't say I'm the biggest. See how that works? It's all just about fake crud and a bunch of simpering liars up on TV. But it's like, oh, the Chronicle is admitting you're right. Oh, my gosh. They ought to apologize to you. They've written all. In the YouTube video, I said they've attacked me hundreds of times. Folks, I'm talking hundreds. I don't even pay attention, and I've probably seen it 100 or more times. I mean, lies, cover stories, totally made up fiction. In this publication. And why do they hate me? Never talked bad about them years ago. And they're nobodies. They're just a microcosm of what I'm talking about. Because they know I'm real and they're globalists. They work with the city to push all the tyranny. They want to pose as people that want liberty. And so I'm the bad man saying they're training troops to take your guns. I'm the crazy man saying they're building camps to secretly arrest you. And now it's all admitted. Washington Post last week. Oh, yeah, there's a big camp in South Carolina with jets that take off with kidnapped, renditioned people. And there's a torture center, and everybody likes them. Some don't, though. I mean, they're not patriotic. But there's no camps. And then they tell us, oh, there are, you know, the Chronicle. Oh, you know, a month after it's the biggest news story in the country that the Constitution's dead, they come out and tell you, and everyone's like, oh, incredible courage by you. But still, it's in a left-right paradigm. I mean, they'll still support Obama because they'll hate Mitt Romney so much. They're literally from the same banking cartel. It's no choice. It's like a Don King boxing match. Okay. I don't even know why I just digressed off into that. It's just that you see people attack you for no reason year after year, but they're attacking you for a reason because they're insiders and they know you're right. And then they only cover this stuff when they're forced to because reality coming out makes them look so bad. Bunch of sniveling trash. The head of the Chronicle puts on the Eco Land Grab Fest with the Nature Conservancy and a bunch of scum trying to take people's property. They want to be our feudal pimp lords.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
Oh, yeah, you tell them.
And now someone else.
Miss Sinatra.
Oh, your best.
These boots are made for walking.
These boots are made for walking.
You know, this documentary we're going to be premiering this Sunday in Dallas and then in Orlando the next Sunday. Find out more at Infowars.com/events. The tickets are going to sell out, folks. You better get them now. I know both theaters say they're going to hold 5% of the tickets back for at the door, but it's always painful to see people turned away. I was just thinking about the fact that Bill Gates' dad was in the secret intelligence arm. He ran literally in the 50s through a foundation, the first GMO projects to try to GMO crops. He's an admitted eugenicist who wants to reduce population. We've got all the documents. I've covered it piecemeal here, but I'm going to put it all together in one spot. And then Bill Gates becomes the head of Monsanto, and every major Monsanto crop's been linked to organ failure and reduced fertility in every mammal species it's fed to. Bill Gates is constantly running around saying there's too many people. He got caught in ABC News and Sunday Times of London in a secret meeting with the Rockefellers and Warren Buffett and others, like George Soros in a secret meeting about world government and forced population reduction. That was in the Sunday Times for 2 years, and now we went and subscribed and dug through it. It's not there. Luckily, it was saved at Global Research. We just saved the blurblet. They saved the whole thing. And I have the ABC Newscast TV cast too on that. I mean, it's just devastating. And that's why I get crazed. I am in an emergency survival combat mode psychologically. I mean, I know what it is. I'm facing demonization, death, anything the globalist, anything's possible. And I'm committed. And I don't have fear. Instead of fear, I've got rampaging attack energy. Because when you it's the opposite. Look, you either give in to fear or you give in to attack. You give in to resistance. And that is a form of fear. But it's passionate and enjoyable and volcanic and empowering to not be cowering in the ditch. But when I think about that, I'm 100% right on this subject, and I know what I'm talking about, and I've got so much proof, it's an ocean over the top ridiculous, and you're listening to my voice, and you're being assaulted by a bunch of degenerate scum who are highly intelligent, highly patient, highly focused, who have taken over much of our civilization and are trying to complete their world government to force a full takeover of their GMO and everything else on us and the jacking of our water, the jacking of our food. I mean, it is so mega hardcore. In fact, guys, we put up the article, the encyclopedia article. We did find it. I was going from memory, but it is the largest of five U.S. naval battles since the end of World War II. And it's Operation Praying Mantis. And you can see the Iranian frigate Isfahan attacked by U.S. Naval Carrier Wing 11 after the guided missile frigate USS Samuel B. Roberts struck an Iranian mine. I'm sure they did. there is that report. You can read about them blowing up a bunch of the boats. You want to know what this next attack will look like? How about 50 times this, probably? I mean, it's insane. And everybody's like, good, America's tough, blow something up. Our country's run by foreign banks. They're going to use this to take our liberties here at home and put us more into debt. I told you years ago, as they implode us with the derivatives fraud, I told you by the late 90s, how it would happen, even the time frame it would happen, sometime around 2012, 2011. I'm all on record. I made films about it. Had experts on. It's all been a plan. First person I ever heard detail it with pure precision was like 1997 George Humphrey, who I'm friends with. I mean, I knew him when I was in high school because, I met him first time Buchanan ran, what was it, 92, and I was delivering. He was like one of the heads of the campaign here locally for Buchanan. I was just delivering in a pickup truck. We talked about it on there, Buchanan signs over to his house for him to give them to people. Side issue. The point is, he's an economist, former city council guy, very wealthy in his own skills, which is the proof, really, that you're smart. I remember him saying the derivatives are a time bomb plan. They're going to take over, set up banks as the new world government. It's all in the Trilateral Commission documents. And he wrote books about it. And I'm sitting here watching it come at us, and now it's hitting us. And now they're announcing world government. They're announcing all the carbon taxes and everything else, total slavery, and everyone is under attack. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I don't choose to believe you. I choose to believe what the media says, or I choose to believe what the establishment says. Well, the mainstream media now admits global government. They just say it's just a new idea they just got to keep us all safe because these bankers know how to run everything when they're the ones that engineered it all on record. And are the ones that we're actually bailing out. So we bail them out and then are in debt to them because we give them all our money. I mean, it's just so over the top that when you're awake and know about this, it's 100% crystal clear. And the general public was told there's no world government, no international bankers, no new world order, no plan to put troops on the streets. Don't listen to the crazy people. They're dangerous. Nightline, Newsweek, hundreds of TV shows attacking patriots in the last 20 years. Bill Clinton attacking them, saying, they're dangerous. All this stuff. McVeigh's crazy. He bombed the building because he thought of a new world order, global government takeover. Of course, McVeigh didn't bomb it. The feds bombed it and then blamed it on their enemies, the American people that are actually Americans and actually awake to what's happening. But now that everything we were told the crazies believed is now public and admitted, it's not, oh, these people were all right, let's listen to them, they really know what they're talking about. No, it's, yeah, they're extremists, they say there's a world government forming run by big banks. Of course there is, but it still doesn't exist and they're crazy, but it does exist. I mean, wrap your mind around that. It's the same thing of the illogical, the mega banks write the derivatives, set up the scam, implode the economy, hold the governments hostage, have all their people in the regulatory positions, have the governments give them tens of trillions of our money that they leverage again into more derivatives. Then they hold us all hostage and say, you're in debt to us to pay off the giant debts you went into to bail us out to us. I mean, it's so ridiculous you can't even grasp it. I have trouble grasping something that ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they put hundreds of chemicals in our water and call it fluoride, including lead and mercury and arsenic. And when we expose it, they have newscasts saying mercury's good for your brain. I mean, I could play the clip for the 200th and something time where the local news, and this went out nationwide, but I taped it local, said mercury's good for your children's brains. Take shots. I mean, that is crazy cuckoo. I'm an angry person because I don't like being assaulted. I don't like being robbed. I don't like paying taxes that go to foreign megabank criminals. I get angry. Folks, don't you get angry if you caught your neighbor in your garage stealing your lawnmower? You'd probably get mad. Why do you get mad about that and not about things 1,000 times worse? I mean, I see people that say no to cops when they want to search their cars, and they apologize to the officer. I'm sorry, officer, but you know, I have rights. I'm not saying you're bad, and I apologize for saying no. You're apologizing that they're trying to violate your Fourth Amendment and trying to walk over what this country was built on in the name of keeping us safe when the government ships the drugs in on record, and you're not getting angry at them, letting them know what they're doing is treasonous. I can't tell you how many, you know what, I was reading an article here where about what a legal complaint and lawsuit by the mother out in California where they come to the door and bang and say, your child's homeschooled, because in California you still have to be enrolled, but you're homeschooled. We heard she hadn't had her shot. We're coming in to give her the shot. And then the news published the woman's name and where she lived to harass her. So she's going after him legally. And she did the right thing. She said, you know, get the bleep off my porch and slam that door. And now she's doing the right thing going after him legally. Man, when somebody comes with news cameras to make you look like a criminal and tries to force their way in color of law to shoot you up, I said at the time, that's criminal. That's criminal. You know, if a cop or a school minion or whatever, a health department person with cops behind them comes and tries to force their way in without a warrant or without probable cause or an emergency, that's a big crime. That's official oppression. That's a civil rights violation. That's the next step to dragging you away and forcing medical procedures on you. Hello? Who would have ever believed 10 years ago they'd be harassing Amish everywhere? Harassing people selling pumpkins and strawberries and peaches on the side of the road everywhere. I'm now seeing out in Austin, I've seen the sheriff's department out harassing people selling stuff. I mean, this country is going to Hades. Absolute Hades. We are on fire, burning down. And you bet I'm angry because we're could be only days, weeks, or months away from big stage terror attacks that make, they could blow up Chicago, folks. And I've seen them pre-hyping Chicago for years, I've told you. Chicago, Denver is one I've seen them hyping, and they like to do it where they're in full control. That's the real capital. Out there up the road from Colorado Springs, I've seen major hyping of terror attacks. And Gary Hart likes to brag. The Hart-Rubin Commission said on Fox News, I have a clip of it. What is it? Police State 3? I'm going from memory. He says Denver, Cleveland, Dallas, and Chicago, it was 4, will be hit with nukes. They're the same ones that go, oh, just 6 months before 9/11, we put out a report calling for Homeland Security to take over and checkpoints and biometrics to buy and sell This is 3 days after 9/11 on C-SPAN. He goes, we need to get a new world order out of this. And I had seen the same guys from the CFR Hart Rubin Commission on Hardball. Just like he wrote that letter to Ahmadinejad saying, we'll stage terror attacks on you. And publish it in the Huffington Post. He said, you do what you're told, or there'll be staged terror attacks. And then when We Are Change, it's in my film Truth Rising, confronts him and says, you said, you wrote that letter saying the U.S. stages terror attacks. And he goes, no, I didn't. That's a conspiracy theory. And starts laughing at them. He has like this real psycho to laugh. But as soon as they say, well, here's the letter, Huffington Post, he suddenly gets scared. These are mentally ill people. These crooks are mentally ill, folks. They only get off as long as they're conning you. It's like a big joke to them. The minute they know that you can see them, they get scared. And within seconds, you can watch the video, he starts sweating like he's having a heart attack. And he goes, yes, I did write that. That's a mock letter. It's not meant for us. We're not meant to know. It's just prancing around in front of us. There's no world government. There's no world government while announcing the world government. I mean, of course they think you're stupid. They put poison in the water, not just the fluoride, folks. Let's not even debate that. You think sevenfold and bone cancer and brain damage and all this is bad? Man, the other stuff's even worse. The fluoride is just a adjuvant accelerant magnifier to intensify all the other stuff they put in there. They want to hurt you. And the minute you got sunglasses on, like they live and you can see them, they literally get scared. Because, folks, they should be scared. This guy's writing letters publicly about the U.S. staging terror attacks and saying, we'll do it to the president of Iran and publishes it. That's meant for trendies. Most liberals aren't liberal. These are black op commanders at the Huffington Post who pose with Delphi-trained NPR simpering calm voices. Calm, trying to hypnotize you. Listen to them. They talk to you like you're 3 years old. Let me tell you what your brainwashing and conditioning and all that NLP stuff does on me. It makes me angry. And it makes me really not like you. You try that monkey business with me. And I've noticed that the few guests we've had on that do that stuff, I cannot even listen to them. It makes me want to throw up. And some idiots say, Alex Jones is so charismatic, he does some of that stuff. That's natural and innate survival mechanism. All I'm tuning into is all my ancestors' genetics, ladies and gentlemen, who are survivors and swashbucklers and head stompers. I'm tuning into the real human power. I don't need to scientifically allay and set up some system. I'm turning it loose, just like you can. None of their stuff works anymore. But first, you got to break your conditioning. Oh, man. Here's the deal. I'll take calls coming up at the start of the next hour for 30 minutes ahead of our guest. And she'll talk for 30 minutes. We'll take calls on Judge 21 and the hour after that. And we do have the Green Mask book. But we've only got 500 copies, and they just got those printed when she came on, that she sold the 500 she had. So if you want them, they're available at Infowars.com. Get them right now. And she's going to print some more of it. It's an excellent book about the entire agenda, but only in 180 pages or so of Agenda 21 that everybody needs to have in your area to understand the enemy. And it's going up on our shopping cart right now at Infowars.com. If you want to put some more fuel in our tank and get a weapon against the enemy. You want an enemy handbook? That's basically what it is. We want to know how they're taking over your society and laughing at you like arrogant scum? I see you, maggot. I see you, scum. You're not hiding anymore in your basement. New World Order, I'm calling you out at high noon, filth, and nothing on earth is going to stop me, and you know it. Ugh, maggots. Robin, scum, control freak, filth. I see you. I see you. I'm calling you out! I'm had it! I'm here to break the trance. I want the world and the United States and every free human to break their conditioning right now. Doesn't mean you got to see everything I see and know what I know. I know I'm right. All you got to do is start looking around you and say, who's trying to manipulate me? Where's the controls? What's the agenda behind this? What's the agenda behind that? What's the agenda behind smart meters? What's the agenda behind my power bill going up? What's the agenda behind them pushing so hard to put fluoride in the water and have me eat GMO? Find out who came up with GMO. Find out that they all talk about how they want to kill you and reduce your fertility. And then just lo and behold, there's little special traits added in that actually cause it in every case. And I've had the biochemical genetic engineers on this radio show, the doctors, the geneticist, the biologist, and they, you know, they're talking about studies in Russia run by the U.S., and they're over there like a decade ago, and they're like, this is sterilizing all the rats. And they're like, there's too many people, but this GMO sterilizing all the rats within three generations. Just don't worry about it. There's too many people. What did they say about the polio vaccine with the cancer virus when it was killing people? They said, well, we need to get rid of people. What is the, one of the people they were talking about for the World Bank? Larry Summers. Aaron had the quotes yesterday. What was he talking about? Where he's saying, hey, let's ship all our toxic waste to the third world to reduce their population. I mean, there it is. I mean,
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
CPS scum to like try to threaten her and try to forcibly inject her daughter. She's suing them. And her lawyers are pointing out everything they did was criminal. Bunch of hyenas show up at your house. It's time to get aggressive. That's what liberty's all about. Letting them know, hey, scum, game's over. That's what the courts are. It's a place where you can engage in legal violence instead of physical violence. The Rothschilds have now been caught out in court running giant control grids. They lost that lawsuit. That's coming up. I wanted to bring Aaron Dykes in here because he covered this last night. Aaron, the problem is we do new research every day and just keep presenting, proving our original thesis. We've got to, like, after this new film's done that covers some of it, we've got to just compile it all in one spot. Maybe I'll do a PowerPoint or something, you know, a speech or something that we tape or stream to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, where we just give maybe only 500 pieces of evidence, because, you know, there's 10,000. Just where they're all eugenicists running everything, every comment, whether it's the White House science czar or Larry Summers or any of them, about world population reduction, killing people, world government to kill us, use GMO to sterilize us. But, again, you just, and I actually heard this years ago and saw the document, you just dug up some more stuff on Bill Gates' dad, on Larry Summers, who they want to be the new World Bank head. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, I mean, Larry Summers is a hateful person. You've heard all the stuff about him joking and making distasteful jokes as his role in our economy. You know, what a bunch of suckers we all are. I don't have the quotes offhand. But he was at the World Bank already in the early 90s, 1991, as the chief economist, I believe. And he got caught with the memo. There's a scandal at the time, joking about how they should poison the third world, joking about how they already poisoned the first world, but that's a long-term poisoning so they can milk the cancer money, as many analysts.
Yeah, and he wrote a memo about this. And now we'll ship all the toxic waste to Latin America and kill them. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Of course, one-third of the Mexican babies in Mexico City are now born with that disorder where their brain is only developed to a stem level and they're a zombie. Literally, look it up. Oh, it's a nice little gift from little environmentalist, the trendy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, but he's got a sarcastic memo about how they have to kill the third world more quickly because they don't live as long and so many infants die and everything. But they have to do it in a way that they could profit, he talks about in this memo. Him and his buddy.
No. That's the trifecta. Profit while taking over and killing people. The profiting off the killing is the fun. And so now it's become an issue in the media. It's a small little blurblet.
Well, it's just whoever we get at the World Bank has to be a psychopathic killer. I mean, it's either him or Hillary, who got the Margaret Sanger Award for foreign policy work. The State Department, as you know, is dedicated to reducing third world population.
Now, you've got a copy of the memo right here. Let's document cam that for people.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Keep going, Aaron.
Well, Hillary Clinton pushes vaccines and food as a weapon ever since the Henry Kissinger memo in the 70s. You know, he was Secretary of State at the same time he was.
Which is all on record.
And that's what
tell folks what you've now found about Bill Gates' daddy, the former head of Planned Parenthood, who said that they would engineer things into our food in that memo to sterilize people. That memo is helpful that we just showed a few weeks ago. But you've got this new report. They're out of Ceylon. Tell folks about that. We only got a minute.
It's a new old report, of course. I mean, but Bill Gates' father, William Gates Sr., has been involved not only in Planned Parenthood, but the PATH Program for Appropriate Technology and Health, the Alan Guttmacher Institute, John Hopkins Population Dynamics, and a whole bunch of other total eugenics programs for decades and decades. This is an elitist from a wealthy family. I don't know what the scam is, but Bill Gates did not pop out of nowhere. And
well, then you got the $18 million for the first GMO research.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. They paid big money, built brand new facilities at the University of Washington to lure in the top biotech in the mid-90s. This is before Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was even set up.
No, he's doing what Daddy wants.
Foundation.
Daddy wants to help.
So we all wonder why Bill Gates has all these shares in Monsanto and has all this newfound.
And is always saying get rid of people, but he's got a shot he wants you to take. He's all for mandatory vaccination.
The point is they've been behind this biotech stuff for a long time, and now they won't even say GMO. They want to say high-tech agriculture, another deception to try to get us to not.
But, Aaron, just because it sterilizes all the rodents and kills the bees, I mean, it's good for you, Aaron.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.